99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Who Sucks Less is on the way, but first time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com. You've got mail. You've got mail. A few from our question, good or bad, to what image will always be stuck in your head? Let's see. I witnessed a train hitting a car. Run up to see if anyone was hurt. Woman driver was had passed on. I looked in the back seat, saw a 7-year-old girl. But she was okay.
All right.
One thing I'll never forget, the sight happened 25 years ago. I just dropped my girlfriend off in Bellevue at 2:30 in the morning. Got back on 405 South, right around the I-90 interchange. Decided to move one lane to the right. Then noticed headlights that seemed directly ahead of me. Seconds later, a car blew by me, going the wrong way in the lane I just moved over from.
Jesus.
This is before we had smartphones, so I couldn't look anything up in terms of news. But the following morning, I saw that a drunk driver went head-on with another car about a mile down the road. So, yeah, that sight has always stuck with me. Pure luck that I decided to get over one lane, or I would have been at that guy. Here's another. Back in the third grade when I lived in Lake City, my best friend and I would walk to and from school together every day. Probably a 20-minute walk back then. And one day a car pulls up right next to us with a guy with a mustache, probably 30, 40, asked us what school we go to and if we needed a ride. Everything our parents warned us about in this type of situation raised the alarm. And we just kept walking. Out of the corner of our eyes, we noticed him working away on himself.
Oh, God.
Yes, exactly.
Jesus.
All right, time for a couple birthday emails brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Hola, guys. Can you please wish Zach and Danica a happy 23rd birthday? They would like an O lookout, a Leroy Jenkins, and the captain giving them advice for their 23rd year. So proud of them both. Thanks for Mom, Dad, Aunt Nikki, and the pups.
Uh-oh, look out.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Ooh, well, ahoy there, and happy birthday. Well, I'll be honest with you. It's your 23rd year on this earth. The one thing the old Capitan learned at age 23 is don't accept an offer from Toucan Sam to do naked oil wrestling. First of all, he's very good, and he always wants you to perform the finishing move called the Cloaca Shaker. I'll let you figure it out for yourself. Crunch berries.
But, Charles, today's my 27th birthday. I've been listening to you guys since I turned 16 and have been glad you guys have been on the radio since. 11 years brings a lot of changes, including my gender. Happy Pride Month, everybody. And changes in thought as well. Even in dark times, enjoy every second of life you can, guys. Rock on, y'all. That from Tory Dealer's Choice there, Mike, on whatever Tory was.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
And a burger.
Drugs.
Please, please wish a happy birthday to the best person I know, my niece Poopsie. Have Coach Ted give her advice on staying upbeat as she recovers from cancer surgery while planning her daughter's wedding and taking in a foster daughter. Jeez a whiz. Lots of love there from Uncle Johnny.
All right, Poopsie. First of all, congratulations on beating cancer. Now, I guess Coach can sit here and give you a pep talk, but hell, you've been out there doing the hard work. I don't know. Maybe take some time for yourself. Don't look like you have that time. Then we got to plan this wedding and we're taking in an extra child. Honestly, Coach would say, great job. I don't know if I can handle that much.
No.
Glad's all beating cancer. Good luck on the wedding. And have fun raising another one.
Hola, Michelle. Today's my 36th birthday since I'm the only person in my friend group that listens to the radio. Nobody knows to put these in these requests in. And my husband is too shy. So I did it myself. Can I have your penis is too small? And some advice from Coach Ted about moving closer to my 40s. Love you guys, and thanks from the lovely Katie.
All right, Katie, I think it's pretty simple. You got to do with that shy husband of yours. We got to start hitting every karaoke night. Just add him to the add his name to the list. Put on, you know, a song he knows by heart, but he would never admit to. Maybe it's that Barbie girl from Aqua.
Oh.
Put that on every time. You go to anything. You volunteer him up. He can't send in an email. You sign him up.
Barbie girl.
Good afternoon,
Why
bitches.
Did you sign me up for Barbie girl?
I sure did.
Please wish Luffy, pronounced Vooty, a happy 39th birthday. Have Captain tell her why it's important for a man his age to wear a raincoat with all the women he brags about. Best wishes, that from the EMC First Shift crew. Cam.
Ooh, well, ahoy there, and happy birthday, Boothie. Listen, if you bet as many women as you're bragging about, you definitely want to drape little Boothie in a raincoat. Mid-Hill Capitan likes to road the root of the Pink Pony Club as much as the next guy, but I wrap my skin pickle like the Gordon's fisherman, who incidentally does not wear a raincoat downstairs. Something about having a fish stick. Crunchberries.
Hey guys, Coop Cooper here. Just wanted to wish my smoking hot redhead Kristen a very happy 44th birthday. Can she get Coach Ted to give her some tips on turning 44, some advice from the captain, and some redhead dad jokes from Miles? That's from Brian and Grayson Butt. Thanks, guys.
All right, 44 is actually a good age, man. I enjoyed 44. Coach just got through it. Now let's talk about this redhead thing we got going on here. The good news is you're multiplying. I've heard statistics say there will be more redheads as the time goes on. Also, everybody thinks of you. A lot of people are saying more redheads. And listen, people are always going to find you attractive. It's like seeing a leprechaun in the wild. I should say fun. Also attractive.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. You know, truth be told, your captain wasn't a fan of redheads when I was younger. Blame that on Ronald McDonald. Turns out, he's a real jackass. Even worse, most people don't know this. Ronald McDonald is vegan. He won't eat his own burgers or even drink his own milkshakes. The son of a bitch is a fraud. But then I met Wendy from Wendy's. She changed everything. Let's just say that Wendy doesn't mind sharing the fire down below. You know what I'm saying, Ted.
Mm-hmm.
She calls her downstairs the Frosty. She likes it when you dip her frost in it.
Hey!
Grungeberries.
I thought it was the chili.
All right, Chris.
That's the other side, Ted. Yeah.
some redhead dad jokes. Guys, how do you handle a redhead's temper? How do you handle a redhead's temper?
I don't know.
Gingerly.
Okay.
All right, all right.
Did you know that redheads donate blood to the Red Cross?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Just not their own. What's the difference between a redhead and a pit bull? A redhead and a pit bull.
Some pit bulls are nice.
People feel safe with a pit bull. What's the difference between a redhead and a shoe?
I don't know.
A shoe has a soul. What do you call a good-looking ginger?
What?
A unicorn. And finally, what's the fastest way to a man's heart if you're a redhead? Through his ribcage. And one more birthday.
Damn.
Guys, can I get a half-century birthday shout-out for myself with the captain talking about life after 50 and some dad jokes from Miles? Thanks for all you guys do and keeping my afternoons and commute fun and entertaining. That from Brian.
Oops, dadgummit.
Oh.
What's going on with the music there, mate?
we didn't coordinate all the accordion players.
I just asked you to play the organ to get the accordion players and you do me dirty. We'll talk later, but as far as advice on life after 50, it's pretty simple. You want to talk to the Quaker Oats Man. He's the oldest of his mascots, most people don't know. He was registered as one of the first official commercial trademarks back in 1877. The man's 149 years old, and he's supposed to represent the values of purity, honesty, and integrity. But don't be fooled, he's a man whore, baby. But anyway, his advice for life after 50 is to transition into a doppelganger of Barbara Bush and pierce your nipples. Crunch bears.
All right, some dad jokes. Guys, I told my carpenter I didn't want to have carpeted steps.
Oh, yeah?
He gave me a blank stare.
Okay.
Never put avocados in your eyes.
Why?
You'll get glaucoma.
All right.
Did you know that President Trump is actually pulling for the Spurs in the NBA Finals?
No.
They kept him out of Vietnam. The guy who invented cough drops passed away yesterday.
Is he on a coffin?
No coffin at his funeral. I don't know if you knew this, but I used to sing with a group called the Duvets.
Oh, yeah?
Cover band.
Yeah. All right, guys. Here you go.
Happy birthday to you. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Now! The men's room wants to know who sucks less.
Yay, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It's up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And as I said at the top of the show, unintentionally, there is a theme, co-workers. Just not treating co-workers well. Ah, let us start in South Carolina. A workplace spat over microwave fish has ended a South Carolina detective's employment with his department and left him facing a felony charge. Authorities say now former Myrtle Beach officer, one Michael DeBias, he pulled his department-issued handgun on a fellow officer after confronting the colleague about microwaving fish and stinking up the office. Now, the Myrtle Beach Police Department, they asked the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division to investigate, and this past Tuesday, they did charge him with pointing and presenting a firearm at a person. Now, he was booked into the Horry County Jail, released on a $5,000 bond. His court case is set for August. Anyway, he was put on leave immediately, and the Myrtle Beach Police Department said it has, quote, recently separated employment with him, citing several policy violations. Like I said in this story, obviously that's not the way to react, but also puts fish in the office microwave, man.
Damn.
I can't say I support it, but no. I understand his position. Like, don't put... Okay, let's move on. Now we go to Gulfport, Mississippi, where a police officer faces federal charges for retaliating against a confidential informant and a cockfighting investigation. So Denver Goldman, that's his name, he's accused of retaliating against a witness, victim, or informant in a criminal complaint filed last month. So he leaked video evidence and arranged for the informant's arrest at his workplace back in April. Well, Homeland Security investigations, they received information from that confidential source about an illegal cockfighting operation in the South District of Mississippi. Goldman, the suspect, he was identified as a law enforcement officer participating in the cockfighting events. His uncle, Bert, was charged during a search warrant a little bit later. Now, they obtained a search warrant for his iCloud account, and they connected him to distributing video evidence that was part of the discovery provided to Lester's attorney. Now, Goldman sent government discovery videos to multiple people, and in a voice recording, he said, quote, I want everybody to see that it was this mother effer. Please, whatever you do, don't tell anybody where you got this from. I don't want anyone to know it came from me. Well, by April, they pieced it together, but then he contacted another police department officer with the confidential source's photos and information to have him arrested, saying, quote, you want to pick up a few illegals? Don't mention me. You threatened my uncle a few years ago. He knows I'm his nephew. Well, Homeland Security, they did not give Goldman permission to share that information or target the confidential source. So the source was detained by police officers at his workplace. But the confidential source, who's been labeled a rat, he's had to avoid certain areas of town, court records show. But he received phone calls from people in the cockfighting community requesting in-person meetings after they viewed the leaked video. Anyway, this guy, as you would imagine, is now concerned about his safety, his family's safety, etc. Meanwhile, Goldman's access to the enforcement database, that's what allowed him to obtain the source's real name and personal information. So basically, the cockfighting ring gets ratted out because one of the people involved is a cop and deals all the information. He not even doxed the guy. He basically put a hit out on this guy for various reasons. Because he's part of a... Maybe don't get involved in cockfighting, man. Especially when you're a cop. And now we go to Connecticut, where a man has been arrested after he threatened a former co-worker and made lewd violent sexual remarks toward her on social media. Way to keep it quiet. 46-year-old was arrested by the Connecticut State Police after they received an anonymous complaint. Now, the arrest warrant states that the man made threatening posts on social media directed toward a woman in her 50s. Those posts included explicit threats and references to shooting, where the man claims that he'll, quote, laugh when they shoot you. The man also made sexually explicit commentary toward the woman and said nobody's going to help you. Now, apparently, the man and the woman knew each other because they worked together back in 2018. And the woman told police that he made anti-Semitic, threatening, and violent sexual comments towards her when they worked together. She told authorities, as you might imagine, the comments made her uncomfortable and fearful of being assaulted or harmed. Now, when asked about the comments made online, the man told officers, well, I've been hacked a couple times, and suggested that ex-girlfriends were framing him, including spoofing phone numbers and hacking accounts.
Well, he's now facing charges including stalking, threatening harassment, and inciting injury to person's property.
Wow.
He has been released on $250,000 bond.
Hmm. Wow.
Workplace conflict.
Everybody on Facebook seems to agree it's the microwave fish guy.
I agree 100%.
Such the least.
Sucks the least.
As far as,
because
they are talking about the guy who pulled out the gun, right?
Correct. But everybody thinks that the other cop is really in the wrong here for microwaving fish.
That's what I was saying. Like, I'm not saying you pull a gun on a guy, but if I were, first of all, I would not microwave fish in the officers. Office. But correct. Also, if I went to a place where my coworkers have weapons, I'm not going to cook fish in the microwave because you just might get shot. Because it's that
or gross. Hit with a billy
I mean, the second guy, though, you're right. If you out in an informant.
Yeah, confidential.
Right, like that guy's in serious trouble because he's
the entire cockfighting community now knows who he is.
Right.
Yeah.
So that seems awful. The guy in Connecticut was probably just talking ass, but I don't blame that woman for fearing for her life.
Yeah. It's been 8 years.
Look, that cop in Myrtle Beach should not have pulled a weapon, especially his service department weapon.
But they
probably just didn't like each other to begin with. And at some point, it said something like, if you microwave the goddamn fish one more effing time.
Right? I'm going to shoot you.
Yeah, so finally, maybe he just snapped. I mean, the Myrtle Beach, they had to get rid of him.
Yeah. I mean, look, I agree with you.
I might hire the guy in another district.
All right, like, hey, man, you can't do it again, but we understand your position.
And the way they frame that, what'd they say? They didn't say they fired him. Said they agreed to...
Oh, they said they part ways.
No, recently, quote, separated employment.
Right, separated employment. So, I mean, I have a feeling that's probably one of those one, like, after it went down, as the other cop was like, did you really just pull a gun on... Like,
did you really just microwave fish?
Right. I would that'd think even the guy that pulled the gun, like, that's just when you walk into your sergeant's office, like, here's the badge you got.
You know,
you're
right.
I snapped.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like the Men's Room on Facebook or you follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. All right, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to the Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
All right, coming up here to 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. We do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. A new report says reading for pleasure is down among school kids.
I don't remember a lot of school kids reading for pleasure.
That's why it's kind of a problem. It's even lower now.
Lower than what? I mean, like, I mean, kids will read certain things that they want to read, but most school-mandated books are not the books that kids want to read.
Correct.
I mean, you can say it to your blue and it doesn't mean they're not worth reading. I'm just saying, delicate, you have to read this by this time. That's a fight.
It's like telling you have to watch a movie you don't want to watch.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's only 2 hours. You still wouldn't do it.
Right.
Where the book is going to take you, a few days to finish.
No kidding. And then does it just kind of leave a bad taste with reading in your mouth?
I think it does. It did for me. Now, I'm a pretty voracious reader, but I'm reading what I want to read. I think that's one of the big differences.
I mean, almost every adult I know will reference a couple books they liked reading. But for the most part, even people, like...
Lord of the Flies, we're done.
Yeah, like, even people that read today, like, there's only... Like, it's just tough.
Yeah.
Kids don't want to read for fun.
Yeah. Exactly. And even if it was, like, the fantasy stuff, like Beowulf or, I don't know, Lord of the Rings, whatever, those were okay, but they weren't great either.
Well, and a lot of what you talk about there, Miles, is that much like what we're doing, they're reading all day long when they're scrolling social media. They're reading updates from people. They're reading news articles. They're reading whatever it is on there. They're reading memes or just little snippets of this, that, and the other thing. They're reading a plenty for pleasure. It's just not books.
Right.
It's stories.
I always bring up Fahrenheit 451, right? But I only read that book because I had to go to eighth grade again, and they were like, well... I don't know. We don't know what you did it, but you've technically already done this stuff last year, so you can read this one. And I was like, this one's awesome.
There you go.
Great.
Yeah. Ray Bradbury.
We keep hearing about how drinking is down with Gen Z, but we have found their drug of choice. According to new data,
Juul.
Caffeine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, you grew up in the coffee last couple of decades.
Man, that was right up there with cocaine and heroin when I was a kid.
Was caffeine?
Don't give kids coffee.
Oh, no.
I mean,
you
it's just coffee. People would drink soda, so you'd have caffeine.
But this wouldn't give you coffee for whatever reason.
I mean, it was banned from kids.
Oh, jeez.
I'm serious. It was weird.
But now,
looking back.
But there was no coffee place. I mean, there was no Starbucks, but there was fast food. Starbucks kind of broke that mold and said, you know what? We can open coffee shops anywhere. Everyone has copied, and now there's not a place you can go where you can't get coffee.
Right. They turn it into kind of a fashion statement, and then beyond that, now the energy drink boom is turning that into just as much of a fashion statement. You know, when I was growing up, there was Monster, there was Rockstar, there was
Red Bull,
Full Throttle, Red Bull, and all them, but now it's gone even broader. It's gotten even bigger, and now there's, you know, choose your can, whatever it is that you want. Now all these different ones have 9 different flavors that you can choose from, and everybody's got their favorite.
That's crazy to me, too, because growing up, energy drink would be Gatorade.
Yeah.
But you had to expend energy before they gave it to you.
Mm-hmm. And Thrill's right. I mean, I didn't start drinking coffee in my 30s, but you could easily walk into a Starbucks and get a lot of stuff. It doesn't even have to have caffeine.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Due to rear suspension issues, Honda has recalled 880,000 cars.
I heard what you heard.
Wow.
Okay.
Due to. It sounded like you said doo-doo. And I was like.
I said, what's a doo-doo suspension system?
Damn. It's that bad.
Suspension system's
crappy.
Look at Mike using tough words.
Look at me go.
That suspension system's doo-doo, my guy.
Get your Honda checked out for its doo-doo suspension. Put your thinking caps on, just time for the Merriam-Webster word of the day. Let's get smart here. It's open call on this one, so whoever gets it first, I give you guys a 50% chance of success on this one. And it is a noun brought to you by the letter F.
All right.
Okay. Now, these are minor flaws or shortcomings in someone's character or behavior. A noun brought to you
fallacies?
By the letter... Fallacies? No. Miles and Ted, you
already
guys
said flaws, so it's not that.
Correct. They're minor flaws or shortcomings in somebody's character or behavior starts with the letter F. I believe it's also used in fencing. Is that what it said?
Foil.
Nope. In fencing, it refers to the weakest part of the sword's blade between the middle and the point. The sentence that they give is you have to be able to laugh at your own blank. Your own blanks. The word is... foibles.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You have to laugh at your own foibles. Yep. Yeah.
I've never heard that word in my life.
Me neither. Really?
Foibles?
No. Foible. Foibles. Yeah.
Foibles.
You're foible. Yeah, again, you're flawed. But it's more, typically, if they say foible, it's more comedic.
Correct.
All right.
Right? It's a little bit old-timey.
Yeah.
Nobody these days uses
little bit old-timey, yeah.
A little bit old-timey there. A new study found that people trust AI fact-checking until they see how it works. AI just has the most popular answer. Look, half the time what it is that I'm looking at for you guys, I don't necessarily know it. It's the AI overview, which means that it is what most people are saying about this particular subject.
That's true. And that happens, right? If people ask Gronk on X.
Yeah, it becomes aggregate. I mean, that's it.
Correct. It's basically whichever's the most...
This is what everyone's talking about. Here's your answer.
This is what the most people say that this is. So therefore, here you go. AI doesn't know anything.
No, it knows what we know.
Right.
Aggregates it billions of times faster. Although I was reading, is it Claude? There's all the different AI platforms. They were, so even the company behind Claude, I believe it was Claude, they're like, yeah, hey man, we didn't see this coming, but it's now writing 80% of its own code.
Oh, geez.
But like, they're worried about it. I'm like, you guys designed it. And they're like, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we that's kind of scary. Like,
yeah.
So all those warnings people gave you, you just now
AI is basically you giving a final presentation for a middle school class. You're just regurgitating the information. That's you don't actually know a damn thing about what you're saying. You're reading off that paper and just regurgitating everything that came out of the book.
That's a pretty accurate description.
A decade's worth of data was studied and shows that trading up in the NFL draft is usually a bad idea. I mean...
But I bet you they're talking first and maybe second rounders.
Sure.
Because you make your money. I'm telling you now. Like, unless you just have, you know, generational talent. Like, your third and fourth round, you know, these linebackers and tight ends. And these guys. And you realize, like, we traded up 7 spots.
No, they got to be talking, like, first round.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
It's just so hit or miss. And then anymore, I feel like we've just gotten obsessed with just taking quarterbacks in the first round.
Absolutely.
Some of them, it's like... You can wait, but it's like, well, what if they panic and they take them? Then we need to take them.
Don't worry about other teams, man.
No kidding.
That always be my first law. Like, if you're worried about someone else, you're never going to be that good.
Look, I'm stealing this blatantly from Colin Cowherd, but he has a theory that I agree with, which is if you're in the first 15 picks, like, unless there's a quarterback that you really, really want, like, just take a giant athlete that can do something.
Take someone on the line,
You can't build some of those DN, like, they're freaks of nature. How big they are and stuff, like you can find somebody else later in the round. But those first 15 picks, like, get some size.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Results of a new study were released that found that when you lost your virginity may impact how you age.
What's the correlation?
Age? that you lost it?
Yeah, the age that you lost your virginity may impact how you age afterwards.
So the earlier, probably, the longer you live, I guess.
I didn't dive into it, but it's something I'm not working on. But you know what?
A little bit later, you live longer.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Happier. Healthier. But you know what? There's a lot that they don't tell us about sex. And I'm here to clear the air.
Oh, good. The Men's Room Top 10. You're my guy.
I got you, man. The Men's Room Top 10. This is from community.thriveglobal.com, and it is the 10 commandments to better, longer-lasting pleasure in the bedroom.
All right.
All right. You guys all ready for this? Here we go.
Starting at also call this Moses After Dark.
Moses After Dark. All right, guys. Here's what I'm going to lay it down on.
The kid's going to bed. All right. I got some more info for you.
Number 10.
If you have 6 fingers on one hand, you're a winner.
That's not a bad call, though. Commandment number 10, I will accept that my sexuality and my partner's sexuality will likely evolve over time. I resolve to adapt my lovemaking style to the changes. I will strive to be flexible. Rigidity is deadly, especially in the bedroom. I will find the good in the changes and make most of each new phase of life.
You have to tell people that.
Yes.
I guess so.
Short answer, man, yes, yeah. You do. Because there's a lot of people that don't understand, like, wait a minute, this worked 20 years ago. Like,
it got stale. You can't do that no more.
And it's on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lance Armstrong again.
Yeah, you got to switch it up from time to time.
Sure.
Stay in communication, man. Mm-hmm. And just keep in touch with each other. I will not let my emotions run from me, or rather run me. I will remind myself as often as needed that emotional reactions are greatly influenced by losing perspective. It is the human bent to do this. If sex doesn't go as I would hope, rather than creating drama, I will stop and do a reality check. I will keep in mind that what is considered over the top is often a molehill that has been fictionalized into a mountain. With closer inspection, in most instances, if the worst were to happen, which is usually quite unlikely, the result would be inconvenient, annoying, and unfortunate. And that's all.
I think if you don't follow that rule, the one time you'll have sex with that person.
Yeah, no kidding.
Good Lord.
You know, there's some emotion in sex.
Sure.
Take it easy.
But don't be emotional.
Correct.
You don't cry every time?
Not during. I do.
Only when it hurts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like crying on her chest.
Boo. Damn it.
What was me?
Not again.
You call them tears. I call them lubricant.
Wait for it. I will not limit myself to one form of giving pleasure. Again, these are the 10 commandments to better, longer-lasting pleasure in the bedroom. Let's see here. It says, I cannot remind myself of this too often. The more I think that I absolutely must give a woman, yes, a terrific orgasm with my penis, the more my penis is likely to disappoint me and her. Anxiety about the functioning of my penis stems from the demand that it absolutely must function as well as I believe it should. As a quick finisher, demanding that I last as long as I want will only make it worse, both for me and my partner. Mm. To be fair, there's a lot of pressure put on, you know, man. I've got the unit, man. This is all that I need to make the ladies just bland.
When they tell me that, I'll believe you.
Correct. We put a lot of pressure on ourselves to be able to perform simply from the hips. And it's, man, go easy on yourself. That performance anxiety is an absolute killer.
I do not have that problem.
No. Well,
I just don't. Yeah. I mean, if you have too much to drink, sure. But generally, like, hey, it's go time, brother. It's what we train for.
Sometimes.
All that working out, I'm done with you.
Sometimes the trooper just gets, you know, sometimes the pitcher just gets pretty excited to finally make his way to the mound and actually play the game. And sometimes you just throw a wild pitch that all of a sudden now you're out.
My bad.
Yeah. Damn it.
Right. It's like, trust me, nobody feels worse than I do right now.
Yeah, exactly. Like, doggone it. I expected to go 7 innings here. Son of a gun.
It happens to all the guys. I'm not worried about all the guys.
That's right. Are they me?
I'm worried about me.
10 commandments for better.
There's a shortage, in certain demographics, there's a shortage right now of certain people, and that's part of the issue, is that some people, like, there's a lot more pressure.
Absolutely.
So you don't have to, you know, like, what's wrong? It's like, well, honey, it is 1:30 in the morning. We have been out all Saturday afternoon. Like, could I just go to sleep?
Right.
Like, in the morning, I should be back.
Jack Daniels is taking over now.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll be back.
Remember how I was standing? Okay, that's how he's going to stand.
Right, like, well, I'm already now. It's like, well, I could have used you 8 hours ago.
When I brought it up.
Right.
Before dinner.
10 commandments to better, longer-lasting pleasure in the bedroom. I will be open about my sexuality. I will talk openly and frankly with my sexual partner about my sexual desires.
I like it when you tickle my backside.
You see that duck over there in that pond?
Yeah. It's about my sexual limitations.
Put together, on Animal Planet while we do this.
We will discuss ways to limit our limitations and boost our sexual
You like pudding?
Just I'm eat like, a bowl of chili while I'm doing my thing,
I'm
girl.
I'm like Russ. I'm Captain Unlimited.
Mr. Unlimited. Mr. Unlimited.
Yeah.
I will not seek perfection. If I want to enjoy sexuality rather than making it a contest at which I fear failure, I'd better look at a sexual encounter in the same healthy way. I'd better view life in general.
I don't know what perfection is. Like, no. Look, man, if we both cross that finish line, like, look, maybe we're on cobblestone roads. Right. I don't know, but like, I'm feeling pretty good about that.
Right. I think this guy's way too much in his head. Just get up, keep your eye on the ball, and swing. You're either going to hit it or you're not.
Right. You know? Not so much in his head, but more remembering how to stay out of your head. Because you're right. Nobody's going to go out there and bat 1,000.
I don't even psychologically think that much through. It's just like...
No!
It's just game...
Well, some people do, Miles.
Game's on. It's like when we go on the air at 2 o'clock. We're on the air.
Yeah.
There's nothing to think about. I don't sit there and go, oh, God, it's 1:55. Oh, my God, it's 1:56. Oh, my God, we're going to go on the air. How's it go? Bam! Let's go.
You know what really helps? Tequila.
No, well, we don't do that before the show, unfortunately.
Some of us do.
Yeah, but if I can perform on tequila, I end up with children.
Yeah.
That has been my discovery. I'm like, I'm switching to jail.
I haven't. I have a mental block with tequila.
Oh, do you really? Yes,
yeah. I have convinced myself even one shot of tequila will ruin the night. So just like,
oh, damn.
If we go out for Mexican, like, we could do shots of tequila. It's like, we're only going to do two. Like, I'm just telling you now.
Maybe that's why we're taking you there.
Other way around, brother. If I have tequila in the night, for whatever reason,
I'm on the snake.
It's like I'm running the board over here, dude. Like, I can run sound effects, hit the YouTube and the dual. Oh, yeah, man. I'm
a Ted.
Multifaceted individual as soon as I get a little tequila.
The worm at the bottom of your tequila, that is my flaccid penis. Yeah. Like, nothing is going
to happen. Now there's two worms.
Oh, no. I will not be intimidated. I will not fall prey to the temptation of sexual avoidance. I realize that the temptation is real and at times strong, since it's easy to believe that I will fail, be criticized for failing, and that the failure or criticism will be devastating. In contrast, I will stay on track, approaching sexual opportunity, not as someone who's handicapped, but as someone who has compensated well and consequently does not have to rely on my penis alone.
Who is this guy?
He needs to go to counseling.
He's gotten criticized.
Yeah, I know.
You suck a bitch.
Jeez, a whiz.
You are the worst lay I've ever had.
I mean, this is a guy that needs like a dude talking to him. Like, dude, come on.
Giving him 10 commandments ain't gonna help him.
No.
I will avoid sexual demands. Despite my best efforts, I may not always do well sexually. In those instances, I will not impose conditions on myself. In short, I will not insist that I absolutely must perform well sexually.
He sounds like a sex machine.
Yeah, this guy should not get invited to parties.
You think it's our bird guy that wrote this?
I don't know.
This is what I wrote for myself.
I mean, like, just why are you going to beat yourself up before you go in the bar?
I will be a generous lover. I have a responsibility to myself and my partner to make a positive adaptation to my low orgasmic threshold. To do
Wow! I want to meet this guy. If we can interview this dude, let's get his ass.
Seriously, man, let's get to talk to this guy.
To do so, I will learn to be more sensual and focus more on my partner's pleasure throughout our sexual encounter. I will be especially thoughtful to put focus on my partner in the initial phase of our sexual encounters. And then, this is the number one commandment to better, longer-lasting pleasure in the bedroom.
Keep looking at her boobs.
If you...
But Jesus, man, you're overthinking
that. I will be self-accepting. I will not blame myself or in any way condemn myself for my quick orgasmic response. Instead, I will remind myself that my low orgasmic threshold is most likely a product of my natural response. It is my biological propensity.
So this dude basically has premature ejaculation. Because he seems to keep circling back to this.
Yeah.
You know what he needs to do? Like, look, man, get rid of your Ten Commandments. We're going to show you a video we saw. It's a gorilla at the zoo. He's not thinking about all this. He's just tagging that. Look at that. Look at him go.
That's right.
He's fine. I don't think he's like, I hope my gorilla penis do. Like, he's fine. Just do it, man. Good God.
Sometimes it's hard to get out of your head. These are ways that you might be able to get out of your head. That's all I'm going to leave it there. A man in Florida got into a car accident, but what he did next is making headlines, Miles.
What do you do?
Tell you all about it at 5:15.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:15. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast a woman named Mariana, who we only know her from being online. And actually, the story's pretty cool. Just sometimes you don't think things all the way through. So Mariana... She baked bread for her nephew's 9th birthday because, as she says, this 9-year-old kid, he loves bread. Ted, have you seen them?
No.
Okay.
So she shaped the dough into the shape of a nine for his ninth birthday, and put a ramekin in the loop so that it could keep its shape while it baked. And to be honest with you, it kind of looks like a nine. So she posted it online, and she said, quote, not bad, right? And to be honest, it actually is pretty good, assuming that she's some kind of amateur baker. The thing is, while her heart is in the right place, not everyone knows her nine-year-old nephew, because everyone on the internet realized something else. Your nine looks like a straight-up penis. I mean, it looks like an absolute penis. And because of that, the whole thing went viral. She got thousands of comments. One person said, quote, he's nine, so he's likely just to see it as a nine. If he sees it as the other thing, he'll think it's hilarious because, again, he's nine. Someone else said, I'm entirely too high and immature for this. That was it. And then one person said, quote, congrats on becoming a social media legend, D-bread lady. But she did not mind that because I comment, that was from her own boyfriend. She actually replied, yes, my adorable man just filled the thread by calling me the D-word bread lady. She went on the Today Show as a result of this thing going viral, and she did explain. She said, look, I thought, I'm going to bake something because I love baking bread. She added that if she had noticed its shaft-like shape, she would not have posted it. But at any point, she's glad she did. If you get the chance to look at it, Miles showed it to me this morning. I thought it was intentionally supposed to look like a penis.
It looks like a nine.
I mean, come on.
When I first saw it, before I knew the story, I just saw a penis.
Well, it's missing
then
one.
Then when I read what it was, I'm like, oh, okay. That's what I'm saying. If it's not your nephew and you don't know, you're like, why did you make a penis for a nine-year-old? Oh, it's number nine. My bad.
The good-looking loaf.
It does look good. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, let's get a contestant on the line now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.